All right, let's take the first of the criteria, who can participate. We have in the United States, we have a democracy. In a democracy, supreme political power or authority rests with the people. In a democracy, the people have the power, in other words. Now, there are two different types of democracy. One is a direct democracy. In a direct democracy, also called pure democracy, exists where the will of the people is translated into public policy or law directly by the people themselves. Let me explain to you what they're talking about. In New England, some towns, when they're going to make rules for the town or laws, everybody in the town goes into a hall and then they propose it. Okay, we're going to build this new park over here just for dogs. Who's in favor? Everybody votes. Okay, then that's a law. So when everybody participates in making the law, all the people, that's called a direct democracy. Most political scientists, including the founding fathers, were very much opposed to direct democracy. We have the technology today to have a direct democracy in the United States. You could go through your television, have somebody come up and propose a law, and everybody in the United States could vote on it. Very simple. We have the technology today through your television to do that and the internet. But you've got to be careful. If you put certain things up to vote for all of the people, it could be a dangerous situation. If somebody got up and said, let's make everybody be able to drive until they're 25. Stop giving out licenses except for the people that are 25 years of old. That would pass. You want that to be the law? You got to be careful about these laws. And sometimes some groups that are persecuted would be persecuted even further if you got all the people to just vote and they could vote and nobody knew how they were voting, especially. You'd be surprised at what nasty things they would do. So you have to be careful with a direct democracy. It needs to be controlled. The second type is an indirect democracy. That's sometimes called a representative democracy. That's where a small group of persons, usually chosen by the people, act as their representatives to express the popular will. In the United States, we have an indirect democracy or representative democracy. We send Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein to Washington, D.C. to represent us as senators. And we send Bob Filner, our local representative, to send to the House of Representatives, and he represents us in the House of Representatives. So we have an indirect democracy or representative democracy. You don't get to vote on every law, but Bob Filner does. He's in the House of Representatives.